Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Tuesday, December 24th, 2013. I am your presenter, Marilyn Isles. In the headlines, local news, increased police presence during the holiday season. From the region, Haitian president has highest approval ratings in hemisphere. And internationally, thousands dead in South Sudan violence, UN says. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J. Astafan & Company Limited, Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, and First Domestic Insurance Company. The details of these and other stories coming up.
We had it just run out. So me and I all party. Anytime we party, one that we drinking red cap, mixing with anything red cap. Bartender pass me a red cap, then pass another glass of red cap. Party anytime we party, one that we drinking red cap, mixing with anything red cap. In a the rum and the party, red cap rum, the spirit of celebration. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it. Red cap.
Share the joy with Christmas wishes from Quartz. Exciting and different. Unbelievable but true. Quartz brings these Christmas wishes to you. From December 20th to 24th, grab it and go. Only at Quartz. Get that last minute gift with our wide range of products. Get up to 50% off anything you can leave with from the store or pick up at the warehouse. But hurry, shop now. This offer is only on for 4 days. Remember, all season long, Quartz will bring you different Christmas wishes. So tune in every day to find out more. Quartz, bringing value home.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going. Berkey's Pizza, Dominica's favorite pizza on Cork Street, gets 5 brilliant golden stars for its exclusive variety of tastily prepared pizza. Pepperoni, Hawaiian, veggie, bacon, chicken, saltfish, ham, beef, Mexican or supreme. The toppings are just lavishly spread with quality melted cheese that is sure to stimulate your juices. And to satisfy you even more, just ask for extra of your favorite toppings at Berkey's Pizza. Don't forget to take home stuffed crust or stromboli in meaty ham and pepperoni. And ask for our pizza pockets. It is a convenient and supremely delicious special that has customers asking for more. Loyal customers can keep their hands off Perkins Pizza subs and classic Hunger Buster Perkins sandwiches, which provides you with a tastier, juicier, fresher, hamburger variety of cheese, chicken, ham, eggs, bacon, and tuna. Come to the breakfast table at Perkins Pizza for your refreshing variety of flavored and regular coffee. And all day long, beat the heat with fresh juices and any cold beverages of choice. But I suggest you try the Perkins Real Fruit Smoothies, the bigger, better tasting pizza.
It's Christmas with Ozone. Purchase any two of these sizes Ozone laundry detergents, 900 grams, 1750 grams, and 3500 grams, and enter to win a fully automatic washing machine. First prize winner will receive a fully automatic 16 kilo top loading Frigidaire washing machine. Second prize winner will receive a fully automatic 5 kilo ocean washing machine. And there will be 6 lucky customers who will receive free Ozone hampers. Just write your name, address, and telephone number on the ticket provided and place it in the box at a location near you. Promotion starts December 6th and ends January 4th, 2014. Ozone products are available island-wide. Astafan's, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to this evening's news. UWP Roseau South constituency candidate Joshua Francis expresses concerns over the disasters that have struck the Nature Island of Dominica today. Francis, who is currently out of state for the Christmas period, says he's very concerned about the circumstances affecting the people of Roseau South and the people of Dominica generally, who are today facing seriously adverse conditions. He urges all Dominicans to rally together and to be faithful to see each other through this difficult time. Francis expresses his sincerest condolences to the families and loved ones of victims impacted by the bad weather conditions.
I'm very grateful and we are very thankful that nobody has suffered a loss of life in Roseau South. Though I'm hearing in other parts of Dominica, there may have been car accidents which led to the results of death. That is a very profound personal loss to the families of the victim. So allow me to just take this opportunity to express my sincere sympathies for me and my family. And I urge the families of the victim to be strong. You know, I'm saddened by what I've heard, but I just want to say Merry Christmas to those who can enjoy it. But taking into consideration what I've heard as far as personal loss, you know, the disaster which has affected a number of people in Lubier, Newton, Eggleston, Jodel, you know, I'm not too sure how merry that is for the people. So because I have the concerns of the people at heart, you know, as I said, it's a profound loss and, you know, it cannot be merry generally. You know, I feel sad. At this hour, my family and I can only pray and provide the moral support and upon my return in whatever capacity I can assist to restore life as it was to the people, you know, restuffing it into its normal state, but I'm prepared to do.
UWP Roseau South constituency candidate Joshua Francis. While many areas were negatively impacted by the heavy rainfalls and inclement weather conditions hitting Dominica into Christmas Eve morning, Public Works Minister Raban Blackmore laments the importance of spending money on road development. Speaking on site during the early stages of a cleanup operation in the Castle Comfort area Tuesday, Blackmore says methods used to build roads and seeking proper planning permission is key to how well infrastructures stand up against severe weather conditions. He says moving forward, there is now an even greater need to understand how previous mistakes can be rectified and future occurrences avoided.
That's why it's so important to spend money on road development. And in doing so, to put in place the proper mitigating factors like storm drains, etc., culverting, etc., and stuff like that. But also fundamental is the whole issue of new development, how the methods we used to build, and seeking proper planning permission to do. But a number of the issues have to do with poor planning and of newly constructed sites, you know? So going forward, therefore, we as a nation have to sit down and realize that it will take and it's going to require a collective effort to get it right. As I said before, and I want to reiterate for emphasis, our topography may be the envy of many, but it also poses tremendous challenges for us. And today is an exception, we can see that.
Public Works Minister Raban Blackmore. Patrons visiting Roseau during the rainy and busy Christmas season are greeted with smiles and hundreds of shoppers at the businesses, as well as fully clad policemen. Many local businesses have contracted police's officers to add an extra touch of security during what is described as a vulnerable time for stores and business owners. Police PRO John Carbon says the police force is hopeful that the increased police presence will deter persons from wanting to commit crimes.
First of all, we do have more officers on the streets since after the passing out of the police recruit. However, at this time of the year, you find more persons are engaged in shopping around the city, and by that, you find more persons expect them to or their property to be at some risk because more persons are in the city. However, we have decided to have more police presence, which of course would help to deter those persons bent on committing crimes, whether stealing from others and so forth, you know, to just maintain peace and order in the country.
Police PRO John Carbon. Excitement filled the atmosphere at the Koulibistri Primary School as the Rotaract Club of Roseau hosted its annual Christmas party there on December 7th, 2013. 37 pupils benefited from the club's community service project, as well as some of the 2014 Princess Show contestants. The students were treated to gifts, food, drink, and other party favors, including a candy-stuffed piñata, while they danced and played with joy shining brightly on their faces. The party was a huge success thanks to the generous donations from the Rotary Club of Dominica and its sponsors. While in the spirit of Christmas, six new members were welcomed into the family of Rotaract on December 21st at the club's joint dinner party with the Rotary Club of Dominica, its sponsoring Rotary Club. These individuals were given their badges, membership certificates, and a hand in friendship from the Rotaract president, Tisha Williams. As 2013 comes to an end, the Rotaract Club of Roseau says it would like to thank all its stakeholders for helping to make the year a success for the club and wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2014. Superintendent of Police Ainsworth Irish is appealing to motorists in Roseau and the environs to exercise caution when approaching police motorcycles with sidecars attached to them. This as 90 motorcycles, which were donated to the Dominica Police Force this year by the Chinese government, began patrols around the city on Monday, December 23rd. Irish said the sidecars are attached to the right side of the motorcycles and Dominica motorists drive on the left, which he says is going to be a little bit problematic. The police superintendent says motorists who intend to speed through narrow roads in Roseau now need to be on the lookout for these motorcycles and drive more carefully.
Currently, a group of police officers are being trained to actually ride these motorcycles. But it is going to be sort of difficult because of the number of vehicles that come into the city on a daily basis. So in that regard, we are calling on the motorists to exercise extreme caution. As you can see, some of the motorcycles, they have what you call a sidecar. And the sidecar is actually on the right side of the motorcycle. And in Dominica, we ride on the left side. So we want to say to motorists who have the tendency to speed, especially around the city and around narrow roads, to exercise that sort of caution. The chief of police have already addressed his police officers to be very careful in the way that they ride. But I think it's a two-way street. Communication, of course, is a two-way business. So we are calling on motorists, the bus drivers, the people with their private vehicles. When they see the police vehicles on the road, you know, especially if it's an emergency situation, they should give way to the traffic.
Superintendent of Police Ainsworth Irish. Meantime, Inspector Defoe, who assisted in training the police officers to use the motorcycles, says a group of police officers have been trained to drive the motorcycles safely.
We have practicals, we're going on the road, different areas, and teaching them how to maneuver the bikes around corners, uphill, downhill, and at the same time, we carry out certain exercises in escort techniques and mobile patrol techniques. If you're escorting and you are using two cyclists, it means that you may have from time to time run side by side and perform your function effectively by ensuring the free flow of traffic to your principal vehicle following. And these things we impart to the new riders so that they can perform their functions effectively.
Inspector Defoe. In news from the region, Haiti's president, Michel Martelly, enjoys an approval rating of 80.5%, which makes him the most popular leader in the Western Hemisphere, despite the tough challenges his administration is facing in a Caribbean country where most people live on less than $2 per day, pollsters say. According to a new poll taken by New Link Research, a Miami-based firm that polls extensively throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, and Dagma Research, one of Haiti's leading public opinion firms, Martelly's approval rating climbed to 80.5% in December from 62.4% in May. Pollsters surveyed 1,098 Haitians between December 11th and 17, and the poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 5% at the 90% confidence level. The Prime Minister Laurent Lamour's approval rating reached 68.1% from 51.4%, while the Haitian government rating rose to 77.6% from only 43.2% in May. Haitians seem to value the fact that Martley and Lamouf are both working very well and closely together as they implement a vision and policies. Some 66.3% of Haitians approve the smooth and teamwork kind of collaboration between both men, a cooperative behavior seen as crucial for government coherence and effectiveness. And internationally, thousands of people must have been killed in the past week of violence in South Sudan, the top UN humanitarian coordinator there has told the BBC. Toby Lanza, who is in Bentu in Northern Unity State, said it had been a devastating week for South Sudan. The UN Security Council on Tuesday voted unanimously to almost double the number of peacekeepers to 12,500. Earlier, President Salva Kiir said his forces had recaptured the key town of Bor days after it was seized by rebels. The rebels are led by Riek Machar of the ethnic Nuer, who has been battling President Kiir of Dinka. The UN also said on Tuesday that it had reports of at least three mass graves. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. In local news, increased police presence during holiday season. From the region, Haitian president has highest approval ratings in hemisphere. And internationally, thousands dead in South Sudan violence, UN says. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J. Astafan and Company Limited, Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, and Perky's Pizza. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95fmradio.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening and a very Merry Christmas.